The book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 9. If you are there, help me read. Hebrews 12 verse 9. We have been looking at spiritual capacity. And man is a spirit. He has a soul. He lives where? In the body. Hebrews 12 verse 9. Please, if you are there, help me read. Furthermore, if our fathers of our flesh, which created us, and we give them reverence, shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits? Unto what? Father of spirits, and live. Who is the Father of spirits? And be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live. Praise God, somebody. Father of spirits. So we said earlier, Father of spirits and live. There's a spiritual life, there's a mental life, there's a what? Physical life. A man can make money by being physical. Like a boxer, you go and fight and you make money. Is that not true? Mike Tyson's of this world, I mean the Ali of this world, they make money, they are physical. A man can make money by being mental, use your mental prowess. Is that not true? But also a man can make money by being spiritual. Is that true? So anybody, do you believe that? That's why we are looking at spiritual development and we are looking at spiritual capacity. Because I strongly believe, it's my own personal conviction, that an era in this world that being physical is all it takes to be what? To reign and to have money and to have influence. Today is being mental. There's some wars people fight. Even what is fighting you, you cannot even see it. There's a plane moving up there. You don't know where it is. And it's on man. No man is driving it. That plane can do much havoc. Praise God, somebody. So, it's not your physical issue that matters. Somebody can be in his own country, many miles away, and be a threat to your life. But I believe the spiritual can do much more. And our God is a spirit. He's a father of what? Father of spirit. So, when a man is born again, we said earlier, when we are born of the spirit, we are born of the world. So, what are you? You are a spirit. Praise God, somebody. And being a spirit is good to learn how to develop spiritually. Because anyone who is making money as a fighter must spend time to do what? Develop physically. Is that not true? Anyone making money with his mental prowess must have spent time to train their mind. Is that not very true? And many of us who went to school, we spent many years to achieve that. And the last aspect is looking at the spirit. Praise God, somebody. Hebrews, the same book of Hebrews, chapter 12, the first three verses. I love God's word. I love God's word. No, please, sorry. Hebrews 11, the first three verses. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Let me just read myself. Faith is what? Substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. True faith, we understand. Say, neighbor, we understand that the words were framed by the word of God. The next phase is too important if you must get something out of what we are trying to teach. So that the things which are seen, So that what? Things which are seen were made of things which do appear. Is that true? It's not true. Thank you so much. Things that are seen were made of things which do appear. Are you very sure? What's your Bible? The things which are seen came from where? The unseen. The unseen is the mother of the seen. Is that true? I mean, if you see any child today or any lady or anyone, seeing that fellow tells you a mother gave birth to this fellow. Is that not very correct? So who is more real? Can you say that you see a man like Brother Aka and you say somebody gave birth to him? I mean, that fellow is real. The fellow came before him. That's not true. Praise God, somebody. Please have understanding. Bible says this sin came out from the unseen. So tonight we are looking at a particular topic I call the law of visualizing. Say neighbor, the law of visualizing. Say neighbor, the law of visualizing. You know, when Christ was around, he said something about the kingdom of God. He said the kingdom of God is not here or there, but it's where? Where is God's kingdom? He said, it's within you. Is that not true? Are you sure it is true? Are you sure it is true? So we are looking tonight at the law of visualizing. So we are saying that the spiritual controls the material and the physical world. We all know that. We all agree that the spiritual does what? Controls the material and the physical world. That means if a man will change the physical or the material world, what must he change first? Are you sure? Are you very sure? That means if something happens in the physical, somebody is having sickness in his body, or in the physical, struggling with his business, or in his physical, he tried to do some things for many years, is becoming an issue. And he's trying to change the physical. But if he has this understanding, or if he lacks this understanding, he may struggle many years. When anything happen, and they be sweating, they be struggling, because something controls the what? It's like a bird that, an eagle that somebody caught and did an experiment. The eagle was tied with a string for many years. So when it tries to fly, what happens? The length of the string limits the fly. Is that not true? That something is controlling the height. And if eagle struggle for many years, nothing happened. The food is there for eagle to eat. But after many years, somebody cut the string off. But what happened to the eagle? Is this fly the same what? Is that true? Is that true? Think about that as Christian. Some of us, before we are bound by some things, and Christ has set us free. But there's something we cannot see right. And we are still limited by experiences of yesterday. And I'm going there. So we are saying that for you to change the physical, what must you change? The spiritual. Is that true? Are you convinced? So, for you to change things in the spiritual, what must you understand? You must understand the law that governs the spiritual. Is that not true also? He said the law of the spirit of life as what has set us free. It's a law. So you must know how the law operates. You must know what the law entails. But you have convinced that the physical is controlled by the spiritual. Immediately the spiritual is changed, the physical automatically will change. Do you agree that? Praise God, somebody. That's very good. Let's see some things that we can, you know, I'm trying to teach, have understanding, and God will help all of us. And I believe our lives will not remain the same in Jesus' mighty name as we listen to God's word. The book of 1 John chapter 1. I asked you to read 1 John many times. How many of us try to read it for at least 10 times? 10 times and above. 10 times and above. Thank you so much. God bless you. 10 times and above. I asked for 50. I asked for only 10 times. Thank you for doing that. God bless you real good. Whether you read or you don't read, God bless you real good. 1 John chapter 1 verse 1. Please, if you are there, help me read. Or let me read from here. You know, some things are physical. Okay, let me just read. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Did we hear that? That which has been from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and then which we have handled of what? The word of life. Let's go back. That which we have heard. When you hear anything, when you hear words, an image is formed in your life. Is that not true? If you hear that, at a party, somebody went for a party in a hotel, and they're trying to describe the buffet and things like that. What do you begin to picture? Will you be pictures people are fighting? When you hear something, I would say take it to what you hear. Because when you hear something, an imagery is formed. Something is, a picture has been taking place in your heart. Is that not true? Praise God, somebody. So he said, what we have heard. Then number two, what we have seen. The law of what? Visualization. What you hear will affect the picture that is being formed. Then now, what we have heard, then what we see. Then what are you seeing? Some people for many years, they have seen their weaknesses. Like that eagle that was tied with a rope. Even after Christ set them free. Because they have spent, I'm going to another law, it's many. Because they have spent so many years in that, they cannot see. They can't see. They can't just see. They are used to where they were born, what they are exposed to. So, here he's saying that what we heard, what we see. Then he went further. What we do what? What we look upon. There are two different things. What's the difference with what a man see and what a man look upon? Let me make it interesting. Forgive me. You know, when I was an unbeliever, like any young man, you can see a lady passing. You're seeing her. I mean, if it's very ugly, you may not look upon. But if it's beautiful, you not only look upon, you call your friend, see that. Then you look upon. You know, it's, I'm just trying to make it interesting, but and it's true. Not only what you see, what you dwell, what you look upon, what you focus, what you gaze upon. Let's go back now. If a man has heard, and the Lord has supplied all your need, If you don't hear very well, you may not see it. And many of us, we just hear, we don't see it. We have not seen that every need can be supplied. Though you add it, you don't really see it. Unless you see it, spiritual law will not take place. As a law we are trying to, we are going into. It's a law. Anybody say law? Yes. Immediately you climb this staircase and you jump from the story up, where will you find yourself? You don't need to speak in tongues too much or pray and fast. Where will you be? That's a law that is already, you flow with that law. And the law will just, also spiritual laws. Whether you get to that place where you just flow with it, what happens? Automatically it will work. Praise God, somebody. See now, what we have had, so take it to what we are hearing. Say, anybody take it to what we are hearing. Then what you see, then what you behold, what you dwell on. Then not only dwelling on, you must undo it. Not the physical undo. Somebody, when I was reading Kenyon, he said, I went to see a friend, and I have some need, financial need. But I understood, and the Lord God has supplied all my need. He said, see, and when we are talking, like he said, I was so full of joy. I have a great financial need, but I was too sure. He said, when I was leaving his house, I put my hand in my pocket. He said, I see my hand is touching that money. Oh. I did not tell my friend about my need because I know this law never fails. See, that school, what are you hearing about this school? What are you seeing about this school? What are you gazing on about this school? It's on the spiritual realm. As your faith lay hold on it, if you fulfill all those four conditions, automatically it must manifest. Why? The physical came from the spiritual. Are you hearing something tonight? I'm teaching. And it works. But why can't we see right? We go there. Let me see something else from the same place so we can have understanding, a better understanding. Anyway, 2 Corinthians 4:18. 2 Corinthians 4 is a popular place. We all know it in this assembly. 4:18. Why we look not at the things which are seen. Why we look not. Think about that. How can a man say that? Why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. How can a man look at things which are not seen? What is the instrument a man will use to look at things which are not seen? Is that not true? Who can help me? What is the instrument a man can use to look at things which are not seen? Oh, the eyes of your heart. Not the physical eyes. I say eyes. And I'm going there. The neighbor, I use here tonight. I want you to open your heart carefully. And I want to receive God's word with meekness. It's a law. We are going to a law. As the law of gravity works on your life automatically, spiritual law will work automatically. If you are sick in your body, you will receive instant healing in Jesus' mighty name. That is a law. The law of the spirit of life has set me free. It's a law. But if you don't know how to flow with the law, then there will be an issue. Praise God, somebody. So it says, why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, and the things which are not seen are eternal. But say, why we look not at the things which are seen is a law. If you want to flow in the law of what? Visualizing, you cannot be looking at the physical. If your body has a pain here, you cannot be looking at it every morning. If you have an issue with any part of your body, you cannot be looking at the mirror and looking at that thing every morning. You are breaking a law. You know, in the wilderness, when they were beaten, what were they told? Imagine somebody beaten, not by mosquito, by snake. And they don't look at where you are beaten. Look at where? It's a law. But see, from a woman's perspective, even under the mosquito, when it beat you, what will happen? You will do like this and look at that place. How much more a snake? You know, it is simple. It's not that simple. Because when the snake boom like that, the fellow has to tell himself, there is a law at work here. If I must leave, I cannot afford to look at where I am beaten. But naturally, that is what he would like to do. So what must he do? He must convince himself, it's a matter of life and death. I cannot look. I'm going somewhere. Where are you looking at? Your bank account? Your past? Yeah, look at something. Because I'm feeling a law. It's a law. Anybody say law? I hope you have understanding. I'm talking about some things that are very deep. Very, very deep. Not just on the surface. But it's in the word of God. And I will give you many references. The first one I told you, he said, what we have heard. Hearing. That's where I first start. What we have seen, number two. What we have gazed, we focus, we look at. Not just mere looking at. Now, what our hands, faith, have handled. See what he said of the word of life. In the Bible, something is called word of life. Something is called word of grace. Something is called word of faith. Is that not in the Bible? They're all working together. Is anybody still here tonight? Word of life. Word of faith. Word of grace. They're all there. And they're all linked together. It's a law that is binding them all together. So, you see, first is that as a law of hearing, if you want to operate it from a spiritual realm, take it to what to hear. Somebody said every year you must see a doctor to check your body and tell you what's happening in your internal organs. I said, thank you very much. I've told you there are three worlds: physical world, mental world, and what? Spiritual world. A man can be healed physically. A man can be healed mentally. A man can be healed divine healing. All are healing. But some cases, the physical may fail. The mental may fail. Spiritual can never fail. So if you don't know how it operates the spiritual, then you are at a disadvantage. Praise God so much. So the first law is what you are hearing. Second law, what you hear, we give you a picture of what you see. What you see, we give you a picture of what you gaze upon. What you gaze upon, we give you a picture of what your faith can lay hold. What your faith can lay hold will be a tangible reality in the physical world. Because we understand the spiritual gives birth to the physical. So when a man lacks money in the physical, or he lacks favor in the physical, there is something wrong in the spiritual which he must attend to, or else he will struggle in this place for a long while. Praise God, somebody. And we have your friend again. He says to us, why we look not at things which are seen, but things which are not seen. For things which are seen are temporal. It makes no difference what you are experiencing today. It's what? Temporal. Anybody is temporal. But if you must understand how to change it, or else it will be there forever. You must understand how to change it, how to apply what? Spiritual laws that controls the physical. So, say, don't look at the temporal. Don't look at the physical. If you look at it, it will affect your heart. That is true. But if you can take your eyes off that and look at the word of life, word of grace, word of faith, with the eyes of faith, with the eyes of, I will go there later, with the eyes, then you will be able to operate the spiritual. Are you still here tonight? Praise God, somebody. So to change the physical, we must start from where? The spiritual. Praise God, somebody. You know, Bible is very interesting. It says about 2 Corinthians 3 verse 14. Popular place. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 14. What is there? What is there? Let me read quickly from Amplified, from King James. What's about time? I must gain time. I'm rushing. Their minds were blinded until this day. There's a veil. Praise God, someone. You all know that story very well about the Israelites. Even until today, when Moses is being read, their minds were blinded. There is a veil. There is a veil. What is the veil trying to do? No wonder Brother Paul said that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened. Because God knows if there is a veil in your understanding, if your eyes of understanding is veiled, there is nothing you can do. God is a law. Anybody is a law. You know, when it comes to law, even God himself cannot help you. He said, be born again and go to heaven. You say, no. I want to be born again. I will go to heaven by Muhammad. Will you get there? What are you breaking? Praise God, somebody. Say, anybody, don't break a law. So the first law you must not break is the law of hearing. Remember, what are you hearing? How is people want to tell you a story? I wonder why they are telling you how armed robbers attack somebody. What's your own? Okay, that story you are hearing, what will you do for you? If you watch CNN very well, you cannot be a good Christian. Because if you open your heart to fear, am I lying? Try it now. All the breaking news. Have you seen any breaking news? Breaking news, 10 men who are blind, they were healed. I've seen that before in CNN. If you hear breaking news, what will we hear? One plane, one fire. That's a breaking news. No good news in that breaking news. I've not seen one before. Think about that. So if you fail the law of hearing, then every other thing that follows that law can never work. Praise God, somebody. I will see you tonight. So let me be very fast. Huh? See, how do you see? See, why we look not at things which are seen, but we look at things which are not seen. What is the instrument? Let us see Luke 151. Luke chapter 1 verse 51. That's what we call something there in that Luke 151. Be very, very fast. I'm trying to be fast tonight, so because it's a long topic and I'm trying to make it. Is anybody, are you spiritual? If you are spiritual, you understand me tonight. If you are not spiritual, then how can I help you? But I believe you are spiritual. Luke 151. What is there? Luke 151. He has performed mighty deeds. With his arm. He has scattered the proud in their innermost thoughts. Number one, King James. Anybody from King James? He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in their what? Imagination of their heart. Imagination of where? So how do you see? What the instrument you use to see? If you say, close your eyes now and look at something. Close your eyes and maybe your husband is not here. Just picture where he is. What is the tool you are using? Is it your physical eyes? What are you using? Your imagination. Well, see, if you say imagination is from the soul, but rooted in the heart, in your spirit. The imagination of your heart. So, they imagine something. They saw it. They, you know, when somebody trying to plot against you or to wish you evil. The fellow must see something trying to, if I do this, I do this, you know. The fellow is imagining something, he's seeing a future. Where? In his heart. The neighbor is a powerful tool. The neighbor is a powerful tool. No wonder when he called out Abraham. For many years, Abraham has been what? Barren. And he's trying to get across to him a story, and he could not get across. He said, okay, come out. He said, look at the stars. Can you use your imagination and see? Say, neighbor, what are you seeing? Somebody is praying, wait, God, save my husband. But when you close your eyes, you can see that man worse than ever. You see, don't mind him. Though you are praying, but in your picture of your heart, because you have experienced him like that for many years, it has not changed. It has formed a picture in your heart. I'm going somewhere. Unless you change the picture it has formed, that thing cannot be a reality. And we can prove it in the Bible. Ephesians 3 verse 20. What is there? Ephesians 3 verse 20. And unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all, you can ever what? Ask, think, at all. Imagine. No wonder, but Paul say, pull down every what? Stronghold. From where is that? 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Why must we do that? What are the strongholds? Is what you've imagined, but has formed a blueprint on your heart for many years. Why? Why we look not at things which are seen? You have looked at this something for many years. So it has formed a picture where? In your heart. So what must you do? How do I pull down this imagination? Let's think about it. Let's look at money. Somebody said, to make money, you must work very hard. Is that not true? But is that true from the biblical point of view? I'm trying to see how we reason. But Paul says, why must we work? He said, we should work to give. We should work to bless men. Is it God that gives power to get wealth? Proverbs 10:22. So in your own thinking, you have been brought up as a child. You want to drive a light car, read your book, work hard. They have pumped you for many years like that. So when you grow up, you are trying to labor in the arm of flesh and strength, and grace will not work for you. Can I recollect it? Is it possible? What is grace? Tell me somebody, what is grace? That's why we are. So when a man has believed that for me to drive a car, I must work very hard, where will grace find a place? Because in his heart, in his imagination, he has believed something has been imprinted there. Bam! I'm a hard worker. I'm a self-made man. Ha! Do his praying. But grace cannot find a place. Did you see me, somebody? And we can prove it. It's in the Bible. So what must he do is to pull down every what thought against the knowledge of God. Say, grace and peace be multiplied to you through knowledge. What are your thoughts? No, what is your knowledge of God? Let's see the Bible carefully. So don't forget, with the eyes of understanding, you imagine. Same way you imagine. And if sickness must leave your body, that means in your heart, in your eyes of understanding, you must see that thing taken care of already. You must see yourself whole already. It must be there. If you can see it like that, and as you have had, seen, behold,
laid by faith, automatically it will manifest in your physical body. Automatically. Because it's a law. Anyway, it's a law. We've said earlier, the spiritual controls the physical. So if it's not taking care in the spiritual, you will work very hard in the physical. Will it give any result? It will not give. I would say, casting all your care upon me, for I care. If you refuse to put the care upon God, and you are caring, and we are praying, we are fasting, what will happen? What will happen? But if you're a babe, God may have mess over you. But if not, we are breaking spiritual law. So, somebody has lived his life like Abraham for many years, the wife, with that child. As an imagination of their heart, they are seeing barrenness. Even he went to God and told God, see God, see I'm getting old. Will you leave me like this? Even he went to report himself to God as if God is blind. And I imagine a man going to God and telling God Almighty that told him, I will bless you. He said, no, God, seeing I have no child. A fellow went to God, seeing. He looked physically. So God knows that the imagination of his heart is what? Blood. I must do something for this man to get his miracle by faith. Is that not true, somebody? Say, come and look at the skies. Can you take your eyes off this level and look? As he was looking, there was his faces. One star turned to a man. Another one turned to a woman. Another one said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1,000, 1,000,000. Ah! Something. He became strong in faith. Anymore, can you see it? For you to see clearly, you must pull down whatever has formed a strong goal. It may be very soft too. But even when you pray for that child, are you sure you can see an image here? See image of a child that loves God, serves God, worshiping God. And you take your eyes off the physical. Because the physical affects people. Why are they praying? Pastor, pray. My child. Pastor, pray. My husband. Why are they coming to say, Pastor, pray? They look at the physical. And the physical is now giving them prayer what? Prayer points. Like Abraham. God said, before you kill this sin, let us help you with your imagination. Say about imagination. So even if God give you a vision and give you a vision of a big church, can you see it? Can you imagine it? Can you sit down? And like what Isaac did. I would say Isaac in the evening, he will go out in the field to do what? Meditate. And when he does that, comes. One day was there, doing what? Meditating. And then the camels were coming. As a law. The name as a law. Let's be very fast. I'm sequencing down the line. He said, the kingdom is within you. Luke 17, 20 and 21. Don't need to read that one. But at home, you can read it. God said, the kingdom. Whose kingdom? God's kingdom. Is where? Within you. Are you sure? Are you sure? Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11. Help me read that. 3:11. Quickly. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11. Be very far. Who is there? 3:11. If you don't know where it is in the Bible, read. Bible say God has made everything beautiful. Say neighbor, everything beautiful. Yeah? In his time. He has also set eternity where? In the heart of man. It's okay. He has also set eternity. God is the Father of spirits. That's why we began from Hebrews 12 verse 9. You are a spirit. When you are born again, your spirit man is alive unto God. But your spirit man needs spiritual what? Development. You must understand how things operate in the spiritual world. And this is one of the law of what? Visualizing. Tell me about visualizing. And he has set eternity where? In the heart of man. What does that mean? He set eternity in their heart. Who is helping me? He set eternity into their heart. Who can help me? God has set eternity. Eternity in their heart. Physical body is limited. Mental is limited. Spiritual is unlimited. A man is as vast as God. Wow! Are you content that? Can you contain that? Is it as he is, so we are in this world. Can you contain that? We are the effulgence of his glory, the express image of his person. Can you contain that? Can somebody say that somewhere and believe that? Anybody, can you believe that? He set eternity as far as your eyes can see. Because he set eternity where? Anybody, he set eternity in your heart. What are you doing with that? So let's see now. Let's now back. I said earlier, and it's so important. I said, if you don't change the spirit world, your physical world cannot change. If you don't learn anything, put that one down. If you don't change the spirit world, the physical world cannot change. So if you must see a change in the physical world, you must learn how to operate and change the world, spirit world. And let's see why it's true. Hallelujah. Praise God, somebody. Are we getting anything tonight? Acts chapter 2, 17 and 18. Quickly. Acts chapter 2, 17 and 18. You know, all I'm trying to do is to base all I'm saying on God's word. So at home, you can go there by yourself and begin to look at it and see whether these words are true. Acts chapter... We'll be very fast. Where's the first reader there? Chapter 2, 17 and 18. It shall come to pass in the last days, said God. Sir, say, I will pour out my spirit upon what? Say, about all flesh. Say, about all flesh. Continue. When God pour his spirit upon all flesh, what is the first thing? They will speak, prophesy. He says to us, take it to what you hear. Have we? They will speak. Number two. Continue. And your young men shall see vision. And the old men shall dream dreams. When there is somebody here about vision and dream, what do you think they're trying to convey to you? Vision, dream. If you see vision, or is it a dream, eh? Sir? When you say vision and dream, okay. We'll be thinking of audio or video. Eh? Is this audio or visual? Visual now, eh? So when God is saying vision, dream, it's imagery. Am I at communication? So, power of imagination will form an image in your heart. So even when you pray in tongues very well, Dayenka, there's a picture being formed inside, and an image being formed. So when God says, be fruitful and multiply, what image are you seeing? What is the image being formed in your heart? Where is the power of imagination to connect with what you've heard? Am I communicating? It says, I will pour my spirit. When I pour it, you will see what? Vision. You will do what? Dreams. It's all about what? Imagery. Is that not true? Is that not true? So what are you seeing? Think about what are you seeing? So when you do brakabra, I must be an image that has been formed. Hallelujah. Three things he said there: prophecy, speaking anointed words. Number two, vision, imagery, dreams, imagery. You must change your imagination. You must renew your mind with the word of God. You must change your imagination. I'm the one that gives power to get words. Can you believe that? Are you sure? It's not your uncle or your place of work that gives power to get words? Abraham said, King of Sodom, take your goods. So a man will not say, I've made Abraham rich. Can you do that? I thought about it. If a old governor of Lagos said, call me, and I said, please, Kachola, keep your contract. God is able to. If I tell you that story, what will you tell me? The pastor, is there anything wrong with you? They can't open up for you. You are, see a man that understands God. See anybody you see here? So we are saying here that you must change your imagination. You must pull down every wrong image. Anybody? Pull down every wrong image. Pull down every wrong image. So you must engage law of what? Meditation. Now what we are trying to do before, when I say read a book for many times, is we are trying to engage two things. That's what they call law of assimilation. That means what you hear continuously. That's a way that Holy Spirit of God can easily use God's word to help your life. You know. Then you can meditate. This book of the law cannot what? But that shall do what? Meditate day and night. Then say, let the word of God do what? Dwell richly in you in all wisdom. Praise God, somebody. So if you read that book for 50 times, before you know it, even in your dream, you will be reciting some of the verses. Then Holy Ghost can use those verses to do what? To teach you. You see, David said, my reins will instruct me at night. Isn't that the way it works? So law of what? Meditation. All I'm doing is how to use spiritual things to get results. You can use mental, you can use physical, but that's a spiritual world. You know what that's a spiritual world? Then you must understand spiritual laws. I mean, if you want to be spiritual, then you must understand spiritual laws. If you don't want, you forget it. When you want to be spiritual, as a law of what? Visualizing. He told Abraham, as far as can see. He said, why we look not at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. And I say, instrument we use is what they call eyes of understanding. Our what? Power of what? Imagination. Praise God, somebody. I will stand up tonight. I believe in God that you give one or two things. And I said before, you must pull down. You must pull down. You know, Christ in Matthew 13, 15 to 16, he said, blessed are your eyes that see. He said what? Blessed are your eyes that see. That means some eyes are not seeing. Say, neighbor, is your eyes seeing? Say, neighbor, I know your eyes are seeing. Seeing what? When he said, blessed are your eyes that see. He's not seeing the physical things now. Is that true? Everybody can see that. Say, neighbor, you are blessed. For your eyes can see. Man, what are you seeing, man? Blessed are your eyes that can see. I mean, it's the power of what? Imagination. You see that prayerful job, prayerful husband, prayerful ministry, prayerful tomorrow. And you can thank God for that. You are not seeing anything else. Say, blessed are your eyes that can see. That means you must pull down every wrong imagination, every wrong picture, picture of poverty, picture of pride, of labor, picture of, no, you can't, you are breaking a law. And everyone that breaks a law, where would they put him? Prison. Don't put yourself in spiritual prison. Don't break spiritual laws. What is your complaining and saying? Because what you see, when you talk to us, we know what you are seeing. Out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth is speaking. It's your imagination. Praise God, somebody. Are you blessed tonight? Say anything about imagination. It's a lot of what? Visualizing. And that you must be strong in your meditation. So, change your imagination. Change your life. Say anything about change your imagination. Change your life. And something can help you, even if you have a very terrible past imagination. One fellow was had a bad experience as a youth girl. But Holy Ghost can help you. It's when the blood of Christ can wash away every wrong word. Is that not true? The blood of just apply the blood. You know some memories. There was a time I went to a place and I was singing a song almost every day in the morning. Before I knew it, I was singing that song. Say God help me, because that is true. Automatic. When you expose yourself to something for a long time, all happen automatic. It's a law. It just comes out of your mouth. I say, I wash my mind with the blood, and that song, I forgot it. Today I cannot remember it again. You must engage the blood to wash every negative experiences. What did I say? Every negative experiences. Because devil wants to put a picture in your heart and cause fear. Let the blood wash it off. And they bless, say, bless are your eyes that they can see. Say, bless are your eyes that they are seeing. What are they seeing? Beautiful things. Say, he has made all things beautiful. And he has set eternity in their heart. Say, he made all things beautiful. So, what are you seeing? I can only see, sir, beautiful tomorrow. Beautiful tomorrow. Beautiful children. Beautiful ministry. Beautiful relationship. That's how he set it in my heart. Say, all things that pertain to life and goodness, he gives to me. He said, I'm his beloved son. He said, I have his life. It makes no difference your opinion about me. I'm blessed. Anybody, I'm blessed. I don't know what you are saying about my life. I'm beautiful. Hallelujah. Your opinion doesn't matter. As far as opinion matters, I'm okay. Hallelujah. Praise God, somebody. Anybody, I'm blessed. Don't let any man's comments put you down. Don't let people that are not, are they God? Why should they worry you? Somebody say you made third class and so what? It is somebody's writing. You say, I'm not a third class fellow, I'm a first class fellow. Change it by your mouth. See a new imagination. Say, this is your business, you know, this is my business. It's going to pay 80 millions. Very soon, I'm paying my 30 millions. And you say it with joy. You're telling your friend. You say, what are you talking about? You say, this is what I can see. And I know I can have what I can see. You form an image there. It's a law of what? Imagination. Praise God, somebody. Are we blessed tonight? Blessed are those that are doers of his word. So, you must let the blood of Christ erase every imagination of defeat, failures in your life. There's no limit to the extent, reach, or capacity to which human spirit can go. So, you may have extraordinary aptitude or vision, contemplation and conception. See, from where you are, you can take possession from your spirit through word. Say, no, from where you are. He told, say, whatever the soul of your future step. But for you, Raman Katoro, from your spirit man, power of what? Imagination. Engage it employ it. See your children blessed. See your husband beautiful. See your home with beautiful things. Command them to be there. Just see the best in life. He has made everything beautiful in Jesus' mighty name. All things that you require is inside of you. The change must start from within you. You must possess from the inside force. What must you do? You must take hold of that lifting your life, of that blissful home, of that car. You must drive the car force. Where? In the inside. Before you drive it, where? On the outside. Praise God, somebody. For you are blessed. Anybody, I'm blessed. It's all of grace. My Father is the owner of heaven and earth, and He delights in me. Praise God, somebody. You must see it in your inside force. You must bring a picture of your desires. Picture of what possibilities. You must see that picture. Paint it very well. Riboro Saharoma. When you accept, confess, endorse it, then it will be established in your life. Pray in tongues and form images. You must see with your spirit and take what possession. Hebrews 7:13. Say, seeing them afar, they confess. They are what? Pygmies. They are on earth. What are you confessing? What you see. Man, if you see it, man, you will say, my husband is blessed. He's a man of God. He's a bishop. You see it and you confess it. Hallelujah. Praise God, somebody. Say, what you have heard, what we have seen, what we have gazed upon, what our hand of faith have handled of the word of life. Be on your feet, somebody, tonight. I don't know what you have asked tonight, but you can change it. You can lay hold. It's the power of your imagination. Your earth secure. Tomorrow, beautiful. Your home blessed. It's the power of what? Visualizing. I don't know what you are seeing. Whatever you are seeing tonight, confess it and thank your Father. Whatever you have seen tonight, confess it and thank your Father. Whatever you have seen, man, in your home, confess it and thank your Father. About your husband, about your tomorrow, about your children, about the ministry, just thank your Father. Whatever you have seen tonight, confess it and just say, Lord, I see it, I lay hold on it, I embrace it. Hallelujah. Manga di ra andra kada munungra ili rakaburahanga. Randi ra indro brokru mundi ra indre ingre ungro ili